In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Saint Andrew is the brother of Simon, but it was Andrew who was the follower and disciple of John the Baptist. Yet John must decrease. He did not come to gain a following for himself, but he came to reveal the Savior. And so John looked straight at Jesus and told Andrew, "Behold the Lamb of God." Immediately Andrew left and followed Jesus. He is the first of our Lord's disciples. And then Andrew went home and told his brother Simon, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought Simon Peter to Jesus. Later on, while they were fishing, our Lord called him to full-time discipleship with those simple words, "Follow me." From then on, wherever Christ went, there went Andrew. Andrew's name means man. So he was crafted after the image and likeness of his father Adam, whose name also means man. Adam defiantly ate and sent this world speeding on a course toward away from its loving creator. Fallen man boasts in his own authority. He wants freedom from God. He wants to be in control of this world, control of his own life. And he truly believes that with just a few tweaks and a little adjustments, both to others and to the creation, he can make this world a better place. Yet by his rule, he has led creation further into corruption, suffering, pain, and death. Even his so-called good decisions have had unintended consequences. We could study history to see what those have been, both for creation and for other people. So his wisdom is not wise, and his foresight reveals his own blindness. Andrew reveals this at the feeding of the 5,000. It is Andrew who tries to rationalize how they can feed so many people by bringing a young boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He is the one pictured in the window holding the basket. And yet he concludes falsely, "What are they among so many?" He had a plan. And yet he realizes his own plan, his own way, his own decisions fall far short of improving life for others. Man's plans are not enough. His fallen mind cannot comprehend the ways of God. And he falls into despair and doubt. While our baptized name does not mean man, our heart is the same as Andrew's and our father Adam. Freedom for us is the ability to do whatever we want when we want to, with little restrictions, little regulations, and little rules, and the fewer the better. We would like to be in control of our own fate because we assume that we have our best interest in mind. And if we could just do what we thought was best, then not only would we thrive, but then those around us and creation itself would also thrive. A little tweak here, a little adjustment there, and all would be well. And yet, is not our history filled with unintended consequences? A decision that we thought at the time, perhaps in our youth, that was good, ended up being a disaster, or maybe even downright sinful. We have made a lot of honest mistakes and a lot of sinful mistakes along the way. And like Andrew, that can lead us into despair, as we can become a pessimist and say, what is the point of even trying when everything goes wrong? That can even affect our religious faith. What is the point of praying when God will just do whatever he thinks is best? We've tried something, but it can at times feel like we are simply spinning our wheels. We feel our humanity. We recognize we are man. Our ways, our paths, our directions are limited. We are not the creator, but simply his creation, and fallen at that. Now back to Andrew. Jesus called him away from his own path to following him. Though true man and born of a woman, Jesus is the image and likeness of God. And so he called Andrew to a new way, a new life, a new path, with those simple words, follow me. He did not tell Abraham where he was going when he called him, and neither does he tell Andrew where he is going. He simply calls, and his call creates the faith to follow him. And Andrew left everything and followed Christ. He was not in some emotional frenzy, nor did he have an inner moving of his heart to follow Jesus. He was not even searching for Jesus. He was busy with his nets. And yet our Lord called the man to a life of faith, to a life of trusting that the way of God is good. And that way led to a great procession on Palm Sunday and to a cross the following Friday. He saw the Lamb of God bleeding to take away the sins of the world, just as John the Baptist had spoken some 3 years prior. He saw atonement for all men, reconciliation to God and to creation. He saw peace and hope and a new way paved with the Savior's own blood, a way that leads to eternal joy. And then he saw the Lamb of God 3 days later, risen from death, not simply once or twice, but multiple times. And our Lord bestowed upon Andrew and all the apostles the office of the holy ministry. Andrew did not choose to become a pastor. Our Lord chose this way for him. As man cannot decide to follow Christ, so man cannot decide to become a pastor. Our Lord calls as he wills. And faithful Andrew followed this office as an apostle of the Church of God. Tradition has it that he preached the gospel in Greece and Scythia, which is in eastern Ukraine, and even into Siberia, southern Siberia, and that he was ultimately crucified just outside of Corinth in Greece, on a cross in the shape of an X, because he considered himself unworthy to die in the same way as the Lamb of God who atoned for his sin. And yet wherever he went, that calling of Christ rang in his ear, "Follow me." The man, once given to doubt and human reasoning, by faith submitted to his Savior's way, confident that the cross ends in the resurrection. You cannot choose Christ. He chose you. As he called Andrew, so he has called you, and his call created faith in your heart to hear and to respond to that call. This was not some internal emotional movement on your part, but this was an external call from the voice of a sinful man, an external word that bounced off your eardrums because it flowed from the mouth of a man. God gave you a new heart. He made you who were once unwilling, willing. He gave you a new heart, mind, and spirit to follow Christ. Before conversion, you could not choose Christ. You were dead in your sins. He must choose you, and he did. But after conversion, you do have a choice. You can be like Judas and decide to walk away on a different path from Christ, on a different lifestyle or a different path that you think would give you a better life on this earth. But that way leads only to destruction. As he called Abraham and as he called Andrew, so he has called you to a life of faith. But he has not told you all the details. So I do not know what tomorrow may hold or even this evening. But I do know that that word still rings in your ears. Follow me. He leads the way. Even if it's through the valley of the shadow of death, you follow him. Even if it's through cancer, frailty, and immoral society, you follow him. His way alone is righteous. And that is true freedom. Freedom to walk in the way of his commandments. Freedom to serve him day and night in the vocations where he has placed you. For he is your Lord and your Savior, who does not make you earn your salvation or choose or decide to follow him, but who has atoned for your sins and freely gives you his forgiveness. Unintended consequences may speckle your past. Trials, struggles, and troubles may litter your history. But as you look back, perhaps you can see ever so dimly how Christ has safely led you through them all. The way of Christ is always one of a cross. Andrew physically suffered under that cross, and so do we. Yet still he says, "Follow me." That much our human mind can rationalize, that being a Christian is quite difficult and doesn't bring us notoriety or fame. That much we know, that being a Christian even ends in death, for all men must die. But what we cannot rationalize or figure out is that the cross of Christ leads to the resurrection. So once more, that Lamb of God says to you, "Follow me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.